Now I've got Oisín Gagan on the line. Good morning, Oisín.
Good morning, Pat.
Good afternoon, Oisín. Sorry, that's my mistake. And you're the head of local enterprise office with Fingal, and we're going to talk about Ireland's best young entrepreneur competition. So, Oisín.
Yes, indeed. So we've held a competition. It kicked off actually way back last August or September, and this is the third year of this competition, and it is rolled out throughout all 31 local enterprise offices all around the country. So what it's all about is really it's a search to find Ireland's best young entrepreneur, and there is a very substantial investment prize available in that search. In other words, there's a competition, and there are three different strands to it. But the prize fund at a national level is very substantial. It's over 1.5 million euro. And that funding is going directly into small businesses and startups and good business ideas that are being led by young entrepreneurs up to the age of 35.
Okay, and where is that money being sourced from, Oisín?
It's from the Department of Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation, and we're funded, the local enterprise offices are funded through Enterprise Ireland. So the funding is really was put into place for the local enterprise offices to distribute to businesses that have potential to grow, to create jobs, and they're being led by young entrepreneurs. And I suppose, Pat, the rationale behind this whole project, it is recognising the fact that while, look, at entrepreneurs come in all different shapes and sizes and ages and all of that type of thing, there are an awful lot of young people in this country between the age of 18 and 35 who may have a good business idea but mightn't necessarily really have the wherewithal to investigate it and to make sure that it's successful if it has good prospects to be successful. So what we're trying to do is to unearth, if you like, these really good business ideas led by bright young people. And there's an incentive there. Obviously, it's a competition, but it's a very substantial investment then that we can put into businesses that can demonstrate that they have capacity to grow and to scale.
Okay. Can I ask you, Oisín, where do these young people come from? I mean, you mentioned the ages between 18 and 35, I think. Where are they from?
They're literally from everywhere. So I suppose, you know, in terms of this competition, I mentioned there are three different categories, okay? Excuse me. So the first category is best business idea. And in order to have applied for the best business idea category, you could be a student in college, you could be working in any job, you could be literally from any background, but if you have a really good business idea, and if you've thought that business idea through a little bit, and you can demonstrate that this is something that really has prospects to become a viable business proposition, if you are in that place, then you could apply, you could submit your application, and it'll be assessed along with all of the other applications in that category. So people in that category, I'm amazed at some of the talent there. I mean, they're guys who are 18, 19, 20, 23 years old and that kind of thing, who have come up with really smart and clever and innovative business ideas, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of them are technology-based and a lot of them aren't. So it's a very much a mixed bag there. The other one then is best startup business. That's the second category, and in order to apply for that category, you must have set up a business within the last 18 months. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Within the last 36 months. Okay, so if you have an established, if you have a business there and you just set up in the last 3 years, you can enter that category. But in order to kind of score well in that category, if you like, you would need to demonstrate that this is it's a viable business, and you have. You've brought a lot of your own personal skills and all the rest of it to enable this business to be successful. And again, if you can demonstrate it's a business that has strong potential to grow, then you can apply for that category as well. And the third category is best established business, which is a business that is up and running more than 3 years, led by a young entrepreneur. And again, if you can demonstrate that your business has potential to grow, to create employment, and to expand, ideally expand internationally, then you have a good prospect of progressing in that competition.
Okay, but
so the people are coming from, if you like, the wider public, if you like, it's anybody out there who's quite young and has a business idea, all the way through to people who are already established businesses.
Okay, and I noticed in the press release, it said dynamic Dublin City trio battle it out at regional final for Ireland's best young entrepreneur. So is it a lot of it's urban based then? Is it these entrepreneurs are in urban areas?
Well, no, the way this competition has worked, it was launched way back, I think it was August or September, and we started taking applications. There was a closing date in November, okay, at a national level. And it's being run in each of the 31 local authority areas. So in Dublin, we have the four local authorities. I'm representing Fingal, there's also Dublin City, Dunleavitt down, and South Dublin, okay?
Yeah.
So there was a local competition. In Fingal, we had our local competition, as did all of the other local enterprise offices, and we had our competition, and we had winners emerging in the best idea, startup, and established business. Okay, so there were the three Fingal finalists, and they went head to head then with the other guys, the other people from the other three Dublin local authority areas, and there was a big event there last week then to find a regional winner that would go on to represent Dublin at the national competition. So then, at the national competition in Google, you're going to have the absolute cream of the crop there from all over Ireland. Eight regional finalists in each of those three categories are going to compete for the national prize. So that's how it works. It's a different kind of a structure. There's a very good structure in place there to enable, you know, winners from each of the local areas compete at regional level and then at national level.
Okay. Oisin, you mentioned there, you used the term cream of the crop. Well, it's funny you should say that, because two of today's previous interviews have focused to some degree on food sources and foodstuffs. And I see that the competition is not limited to technology-based ideas. There's also... there's something called Samuel Dennigan's Strong Roots Business Plan, and it's to revolutionise the frozen food category. Isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. And the food sector is one that we are finding, and I suppose on the ground, it really has been going through quite a revolution for the last few years. There's been an awful lot of new, very innovative and very exciting startup businesses in the food space. Businesses that are adding value, are doing things different. There has been a strong rise in artisan food producers, and there's programs that we've been running, such as, you know, Food Academy program that we run with SuperValu and Borbia, which enables small specialists and niche, you know, food producers to get a bit of notoriety and get a bit of attention. This competition, like any other, when you're dealing with small businesses, it is absolutely multi-sectoral. There are businesses there from technology, there's manufacturing businesses and all the rest of it. And there has been a significant interest from small food producers. So, yeah, so this year there were, in the Dublin region, there were two companies that are involved in producing foods. And Samuel Dennigan won the best startup business category, which is really good. He's got a fantastic business called Strong Roots. He's producing an innovative range of frozen foods, oven baked sweet potatoes, and that kind of thing, burgers and ripened avocados and so on. So he's bringing his product to the market now. Nice startup business, established this quite recently, and it's really kind of revolutionising the frozen food business, as he would describe it. We've had some really nice ones. In Fingal, we had a fantastic one as well, Seamus Ty from Everest Granola, and you'll see this product in an awful lot of retail outlets all around the country now as well. He describes his product as a revolutionary granola that's changing the eating habits of people, where it's a healthy breakfast granola, which is available for like €2 for a cup of this, and it's a very handy and convenient and healthy, nutritious food.
Right.
So there's some lovely new products coming through in the food group, absolutely, in the food sector.
I'm just wondering, Oisin, would you Would you be of the mind that a lot of young people, a lot of these young entrepreneurs are starting up businesses because they can see prospects for themselves in running their own business as opposed to looking for a job in the general jobs market, because there's a huge amount of competition out there for jobs, and given the fact that a lot of people who are looking for jobs have huge qualifications, spent a lot of time in education, and are not meeting with great success in Ireland in that area, so they're turning their hand to perhaps making a success of a business themselves. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right there, because, you know, usually when people come up with, when people start a business, it takes an awful lot of thought and time and input and all of that kind of thing. By the time you actually get to start your business, you will have hopefully already done a lot of work on it, okay?
Yeah.
So people are, you know, there are a lot of people, whether they're young or old, they have really good business ideas. And I suppose in the majority of cases, when people come up with a business idea, nothing ever happens to it. It doesn't go anywhere. And there is an element of, a significant element in a lot of cases, of risk involved in setting up your own business. So, you know, it is a really big deal to leave your job and to put all of your life savings into a business startup. You're risking an awful lot in doing that, okay?
Yeah.
By definition. I mean, part of our role in the local enterprise office is to try to help people who are in that position where they think they have a really good business idea, where they want to work for themselves, they want to build their business, to enable them, to equip them with the skills that they need to run it. And really importantly, I think the very important role that we play in this is to enable them to take a step back and look at their business proposition and their business plan, and to try to reduce the risk for them, to try to enable them to put together a really good and a really solid business plan. In a lot of cases, and we've done research on this over the years, that people who take a bit of time out, if you like, to say do a start your own business program, and establish the viability of the business plan, they're in a much stronger position to be successful in their business if they give it due thought and if they plan properly, okay?
Yeah.
And there is that old adage, you know, fail to plan and you plan to fail.
Nice.
So, you know, that's really what we're trying to do. And in reality as well, I look at a lot of people who do a start-your-own business program, probably about 30 to 40% of those people do not ever go on to set up their own business.
Yes.
But we would always make the point that that's very often a wise decision on their part, because maybe they came to that conclusion and they didn't risk their life savings, and maybe that decision was the correct one. So
yeah,
it's really important, if you do set up your own business, that you try to minimize the risk and you try to upskill yourself as best as you can.
Okay, well, there's a lot of trepidation out there, I'd imagine, amongst young entrepreneurs in setting up their business, because there's huge competition. They have to do an awful lot of research to see if they have competitors out there. What, you know, there's a whole gamut of things to look at and decide upon, and they do need as much mentoring as they can possibly get from organisations like yourselves. So hopefully the success rates are better than they were several years ago with startups.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, look at what we're trying to do is to enable people who have business ideas to think them through and to bring them to the market, to bring their products to the market if they can do it, and to put their business plan together. You know, there are an awful lot of opportunities out there, and sometimes we find as well a lot of people are discouraged because they're trying to come up with the new business idea that nobody's ever done before. And, you know, that's not usually the right place to start, because virtually every business that is setting up out there every day of the week has been done before. There's very, very few kind of really disruptive, groundbreaking, new, innovative products coming to the market. But the thing about it, so you can set up a business that has been done before. But the thing to do is to if you are setting up your business, to try to do it, say, better than your competitors. Be really clear as to what your unique selling points are. How are you going to beat your competitors? And maybe what additional slant you're going to put on it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, like the majority of new, the very vast majority of new businesses are me too businesses, okay? So the product is already out there, but somebody else is coming along and adding something to it or doing something a little bit differently,
yeah,
or providing it at a lower cost or providing a better quality or a better service, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a well, there's a lot to consider really in the idea of setting up. But okay, Oisín, the national finals, are there, there are national finals, aren't they, taking place?
There are, yeah, and the national final is going to be in Google. That's the next stage of it, which is the last stage, if you like. It's on the 5th of March in Google HQ, so that's going to be a really big and a very exciting event.
Yeah.
It's actually also going to be kicking off a week's activity. That week from the 5th to the 10th of March is going to be Local Enterprise Week. So there's going to be a whole range of business and enterprise events occurring all around the country. And in Dublin, and Fingal and Dublin, sitting in the other Dublin regions, we have a very substantial number of really good quality business events to look out for. So there will be a website. It'll be, well, if you visit your local enterprise office, localenterprise.ie, you'll be able to have access to it. The Local Enterprise Week is going to be launched pretty soon. And yeah, this is going to kick it off. This is a really big event in Google.
Okay, Oisín, we'll leave it there. But thanks a million for coming along. It all sounds very exciting. And hopefully we're going to look at a whole plethora of new businesses run by brilliant young Irish entrepreneurs, full of confidence and brimming with hope for the future. Thanks very much, Oisín.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Oisín Gagan there, head of local enterprise with Fingal.